I weigh my chances, then swallow. The straps go, I say. Then I sit down tensely before I can change my mind. Jolly good, Billington smiles. Pat, if you'd be so good as to escort Miss Random to the pool, I believe her watery chariot is ready to depart. That's about the last thing I hear, because as my butt hits the padding on the chair, I almost black out. I've been strongly aware of Ramona's presence ever since McMurray dropped his blocking ward, like having a mild case of double vision. But that was before I plugged myself into the chair. It's an amplifier. I'm not sure how they've managed to make it work, but Ramona's perceptions almost overwhelm my awareness of my own body. She's got a sharper sense of smell than me, and I can appreciate her mild disgust with Billington's aftershave. There's a bilious undernote of ketosis to it, as if it's covering up something rotten, and the tang of ozone and leaking hydraulic fluid as she moves towards the doorway. Her dislike and fear of McMurray is gnawing away in the background, and there's her concern for... I shy away. It takes a real effort of will to move my arms, even to realize that they're still there. I manage to lie down, or rather to flop bonelessly, then close my eyes. Ramona? I ask. Bob? She's curious, worried, and anxious. This chair, it's an amplifier. You really didn't know? You weren't being sarcastic? She pauses with her hand on the doorknob. McMurray looks round. No shit. What am I meant to do here? What's it for? If you're asking, they haven't switched it on yet. She looks round, and now I can see myself lying in the chair, with a couple black berets leaning over me. Hey, what are they doing? Relax. It's in case you start convulsing. McMurray starts to say something, and Ramona speaks aloud. It's Bob. You didn't tell him what to expect.
I see, says McMurray. Ramona, channel. Bob, can you hear me?
I swallow. No, I swallow with Ramona's throat muscles. What's happening? My voice sounds oddly high. Not surprising, considering whose throat it's coming out of. McMurray looks pleased. He glances at the guards bending over my body, and I turn my head to follow, feeling the unaccustomed weight of her hair, the faint pull of tension on the gills at the base of her throat. I see myself, Bob, lying flat out, strapped down, while they hook up bits of bleeping biotelemetry. A medic stands by, holding a ventilator mask.
Amplification to level 6, please, says McMurray. Then he looks back at me. At Ramona, that is. Your entanglement lets you see through Ramona's eyes, Bob. It also lets her speak through your mouth when you're at depth. The defense field around the thonic artifact plays hell with electronics and scrambles ordinary scalar similarity fields, but the deep entanglement between you and Ramona is proof against just about any interference short of the death of one of the participants. When she's at depth, Ramona will operate the controls of the retrieval grab by hand. They're simple hydraulic actuators to lock onto the artifact, then signal through you to commence the lift process.
But I thought, doesn't it take days to ride the grab down? McMurray shakes his head.
Not using this model.
He looks insufferably smug.
Back in the 60s, they designed the grab to be fixed to the end of the pipe string. We've updated it a little. The grab clamps to the outside of the string and drops down it on rollers, then locks it into place when it reaches the end. If we were going to unbolt and store the pipe sections when we retrieved it, we'd take 2 days to suck it all back up, it's true. But to speed things up, we've got a plasma cutter up top that can slice them apart for recycling, instead of unbolting each joint. This baby is nearly 4 times faster than the original.
Doesn't Ramona need to decompress or something on the way up?
That's taken care of. Her kind have different needs from us land dwellers. It'll still take us a whole day to bring the string up. She'll be all right.
He turns away dismissively.
Dive stations, please.